Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this hour and lift us up into Jesus that we might see the Father's love born into this world. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. And she brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the katalima, the guest area. Imagine that night with me. The cattle flopped their tails as the pregnant girl walks past their bulging bodies. She stops and leans a heavy hand against the stone wall that comes up to her waist. Stone wall. Because this home, like most homes in Bethlehem, is built on two levels. The first level near the door for the cattle, for the goats and sheep. A place for them to get out of the cold winter storms and a way to trap their body heat. A small gate keeps those same animals from going up the steps to the second level of the home. The second level where the family sleeps and eats and welcomes guests, visitors. A little boy is perched on that second level, staring at the pregnant teenage girl. His fingers twitch nervously over two sheaves of hay under his left arm. A woman at the back of the dwelling, working over a fire, looks up. She waves a brown hand covered in that dust from the fields and from, well, the brown flour. He'll be done in just a second, my dear. Ori, hurry up, feed the cattle. A little boy jumps with a start. He looks down, he snaps the strings that hold the sheaves of hay tight. And with shy ginger steps, he begins to drop handfuls of the dried grass into the carved feed bunks next to the young woman's hand. He straightens and points with a shy smile. I helped Abba carve those out last summer. Last summer, I helped him. The teenage girl smiles and his chest puffs with pride. I ran out behind the tanner's shop. I got the flat rocks to put in the bottom and on the sides. I did it. He points then to the red and white speckled cow that is chewing its cud beside the door. Para, she likes to eat out of this one. And then the boy begins to cluck. Bos, 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 bos. And on cue, the cow lumbers to her feet. She moves toward that feed bunk, brushing up against the pregnant girl, her own udder tight with milk, a calf jumping up and bouncing behind her. And as she sticks her own head into the feed bin, the calf butts her bag and sucks with thick slurps as she moves that grass into her own mouth. The door opens. The menfolk come in, knocking the snow from their wrapped feet. I am sorry, Yosef. I am so sorry. The guest area is full with the registration for the taxes. I'm expecting all of my brothers to camp around our fire. I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed. No, cousin. It is fine. At least we are out of the cold. The two men stop and stare at the scene. The teenage girl leaning against that stone wall, heavy with child. The little boy crouched beside her, dropping more and more hay into the feed bunk. And Para, the cow. Para's owner, Ori's father, lets out a long belly laugh, shaking his head. Miriam, we will get you more privacy from all of the beasts in this house, big and small. Ori, get out of here, you little rat. And the boy scurries away with a laugh as the father moves to move the cow back into its place. But just then the girl grabs her belly. Yosef? Yosef? A tiny stream of fluid rolls down the inside of her legs. Yosef? And the next few hours are a blur of activity, punctuated with lulls of waiting. The village women are called. The midwife takes charge. Ori's father strings up a rough curtain for even more privacy. And then, the squalls of the baby. Squalls for an hour until he finally latches on Miriam's breast. He is a pink little thing with wide eyes and a thick, black, slick mass of hair. Miriam swaddles his swinging, wriggling arms to his body and places him in the hay-filled feed bunk that Ori and his father had carved the summer before. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the katalima, the guest area. Sisters and brothers, tonight Jesus is born. On this night, 2,000 years ago, our great God and Savior, as St. Paul says, Jesus the Messiah, appeared. On this night, Mary swaddles God's body and places it in the hay and dirt of the feed bunk. The feed bunk carved from the upper floor of the two-level house. On this night, God gets down in the dirt with us. On this night, he enters the feed bunks of our ordinary lives. On this night, he enters the tangle of cow manure and shouting midwife. On this night, he enters the world of slaps on Joseph's back. Ah, Adonai has blessed you, Yosef, a son, a son. On this night, God enters the world of Mary's sweat and pain. On this night, he enters the world of kin and responsibility, the world of a living cousin throwing hay to the cow, and the world of dead grandfathers sleeping in the tombs outside of Bethlehem. On this night, God gets down in the dirt with us. Behold the humble God, not the strutting demigods of Greece or Rome, an Achilles or a Hercules. This is the God who gets down in the dirt with us. This is the God who descends into your everyday, ordinary life. Your life with all of its joys, all of its sorrows, all of its sin, and all of its dirt. He is here. He has come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.